So, how often have you heard a friend or colleague come up with a great idea and been disappointed when that idea goes nowhere? Scott Belsky is the founder of Behance, a business that was set up to help creative people organize themselves, execute on their ideas, and find opportunities. Behance was acquired by Adobe at the end of 2012, and Scott is now Adobe's vice president of mobile products and is the author of a new book, Making Ideas Happen, which focuses on the execution of ideas, how we can get better and help the people that work for us get better at bringing innovative ideas to market.
Well, you know, it comes to the one big finding, which I call the creative's compromise. And it's really the idea that some of the most productive creative people and teams in the world, in some ways, have compromised part of their very essence that they're really proud of, which is where their ideas come from, how creative they are, how they're always brainstorming. But when it comes down to execution, you know, they kind of see it as an equation, you know, where the creativity you have times the organization you have around the ideas you've got equals the impact you'll have with your ideas. And it's a product, not a sum. So you can have all the creativity in the world, but no organization around it, and you'll have no impact. And so that sort of suggests this controversial idea of maybe compromising a little bit on searching for the next great idea or being more and more creative and focusing a little more on the organization. You know, how do we work? How do we manage our time? How do we hold ourselves accountable? How do we solicit feedback regularly? All these different parts around the organization of ideas. And have a greater impact. And I talk about a number of examples, including the gentleman you mentioned, you know, Thomas Kincaid, painter, you know, with a gallery in every resort town in America, universally despised by art critics. You know, James
Patterson, and rightly so.
Right. You know, James Patterson says he writes 7 novels at once. This guy has published more best-selling books than Random House has published books combined. Two people who probably have compromised, maybe on the far extreme of the spectrum, but definitely make the point, you know, that if you, his plots might all be the same, but he executes again and again.
This is really hard stuff, though. I mean, you talked earlier about the project plateau, and I really identify with that. And what happens with the project plateau is you have this new idea, and you're really excited about it. And that enthusiasm is very high, but then very quickly you get into that execution part, and you drop into that pit of despair. You call it the project plateau, but I think that's a little positive a name for it. What often happens is that to get the enthusiasm back up, you come up with a better idea or a different idea, and you drop the other one before you really have a chance to execute it. How do you keep yourself focused on the boring part, you know, to get yourself out of that valley of despair?
We're all born in some ways with a innate reward system, you know, from day one that's all about short-term rewards. You know, we're optimizing for the gratification of our parents. We're trying to get the check on that test. We're trying to get the grade in that exam and then the grade in the course. And then, we get a job and we have a salary every 2 weeks and a bonus at the end of the year. And these short-term rewards are what keep us on track, what keep us going. You enter, you know, you try to pursue a new idea or a new venture, and those rewards are gone. And most people say, the vision of what I can achieve at the end is enough to keep me going. I don't think that's true. I think you have to really, short-circuit your reward system. I heard one quote from venture capitalist named Fred Wilson, who said that the two greatest addictions in life are heroin and a weekly salary. How do you unplug yourself, you know, from these short-term rewards that we're reliant upon? And so I found teams do that in all sorts of creative ways. You know, whether it's creating incremental metrics that a team has to meet and putting those on the wall and celebrating them, even though they don't reflect revenue or a product being done or people knowing about your business yet.
You spend about half the book on this very executional stuff, organization, project management, figuring out how to organize yourself and your work and your tasks and your week and so forth. And I can see really creative people just dropping the book after 100 pages of this kind of stuff. What would you say to them?
Well, I'd say that creativity is not just an opportunity. It's also a responsibility. And I would say that what differentiates people who are dreamers from people who actually execute is a discipline that can be learned but must be practiced over time in order to be really honed and adopted. This is the dirty side of innovation that we just don't like to talk about because it's really not sexy, but it's super important.